love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings,
then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
I'm sick of taking the high road. It sure gets lonely up there. Rising up above, showing everybody love. Well, guess what, everybody?
Guess what, everybody?
Everybody really doesn't care. I'm sick of being the nice one and worrying what people will think. Well, don't look far, I'll be in the bar. 'Cause nice is gonna drive me.
Nice is gonna drive me.
Nice is gonna drive me to drink. Don't make waves, just be cool. Wonder who made up these rules. Don't make waves, just be nice. Count me out, it's worth the price. I'm sick of doing the right thing. Why do I have to be alone? Well, break these chains before I blow my brains out. Two rights can make,
two rights can make,
two rights can make a damn good law. Don't make waves, just be cool. Tell me who made up these rules. Don't make waves, just play along. I would rather play my song. Just be cool. Tell me who made up these rules. Don't make waves, just play along. I would rather play my song. I'm sick of taking the high road. It sure gets lonely up there.
Kate Burkhart with The High Road off of her brand new release, Faith to Fall. And I've got on the phone all the way from San Francisco herself, I've got Kate Burkhart, the purveyor of such music. Kate, are you with me?
I'm here. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm so glad you could take a little time because I know you're getting ready for the show tonight. It's going to be a big one. Tell me the details of the show.
Well, let's see. Opening the show is my friend Melissa Phillips. She's a great singer-songwriter. She's got a very cool group of people sitting in with her, and then we'll be on, and then Cairo, which is fronted by Lindy LaFontaine, who I think you're familiar with as well. So it's an all three female fronted band.
Great.
Some great players. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds really cool. And
Do you have a Hotel Utah?
Hotel Utah.
And
And that's a pretty well-known place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. It's always been one of my favorite venues.
And I will get out there. There's so many great places to see in the city. I still haven't tapped into everything here in Sacramento, but, you know, I'm a grown-up now. I can go to San Francisco, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to play in Sacramento, too, one of these days.
Yeah, we'd like to have you out here. Definitely tour on your Faiths of Fall release out here. We'd love to have you. And, you know, if you come to Sacramento, you're obligated to spend the whole afternoon here with me on the radio.
If I must.
You must.
I'll bring the beer.
Okay, cool. You've got such a great speaking voice. I think you could do radio, and that would be a great place to start right here.
Oh, sounds good. I'd love to. I've thought about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So about the show tonight, are you going to have a full band for your set, or are you solo?
I will have a full band, and the Utah's a small stage, so we'll be sort of elbowing each other.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, no, I'll have some really wonderful players. I will have Phil Hodges on drums, Matt Kunitz on keyboards, my good friend Ron Bruder on rhythm guitar, and Melissa, who's opening, is going to sit in on backup vocals.
Hey.
And then her boyfriend, who is one of just the premier lead guitarists in the Bay Area, he plays primarily with Chuck Prophet.
Wow.
He plays lead guitar on the album, and this is the first time I've been able to play a gig with him. So I'm really excited about that. I think we're going to have so much fun. There'll be some other cross-pollinating. We're going to get Lindy up to help out with some three-part harmonies on a few of my songs, and that'll be really fun, too.
And she's got a really nice voice, too. I just discovered her last weekend quite by accident because, you know, on Facebook sometimes you get these group emails, and
right.
I just got one about her show, which, of course, is part of the bill you're on tonight, and I just had no idea who she was, and I thought, oh, I'll be adventurous. I'll listen to her music. Listen to it. I emailed her and said, I don't know how I got on your mailing list, but I sure am glad I did, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Melissa is working on a new album, and she's a terrific songwriter. So I'm excited to be appearing with both of them.
That's cool. That is really
cool.
So I'll need to get on everybody's mailing list, too. So you're like about a 5 or 6-piece band tonight on this tiny stage in this small venue. How wonderful
like to
is that?
Cram them in. Yeah, well, you know, we do have a lot of instruments on the album. I was fortunate enough to work with Jerry Becker, who produced it. He's on tour with Train. We brought in, we had Mellotron, Wurlitzer, Hammond B3. We have all kinds of crazy instruments, some of which you've probably never heard of, and tons of layers of vocals. So reproducing that live, it's sometimes a challenge, but I also have an acoustic trio that I love playing out with as well, and a wonderful pedal steel player who plays on the record.
Yeah.
He's not appearing at this gig tonight, but I'm looking forward to playing with him a lot in the future.
Yeah, I think we just heard a little bit of his work on The High Road, if I'm not mistaken.
He actually doesn't play on the record on The High Road, but he does on several other songs, and
he's
really outstanding. His name is Steve Epstein.
Very good.
Wow. I got some good people around me.
Now, you know, you found me, at least in my world, it was kind of out of the blue, because one day I just come down here to the radio station, and I have a package waiting from one Kate Burkhart from the Bay Area, and it said, hi, I'm a fan. I thought, okay, you had me right there. You know,
smooth, right?
Yeah, that was very smooth. But saw the album, and it was wonderful, and it was pre-released. I think you sent it to me around maybe April, coming out in May. So how's it been received out there?
It's been well-received. No, it's a whole new world in a lot of ways for me than previous albums I've put out with other bands in terms of digital distribution and internet radio, of course. But I've had some wonderful reviews on No Depression and some of the international sites that really sort of dig the Americana singer-songwriter genre. So I've had some great support, and I'm hoping it just keeps going.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, if you get the seal of approval from No Depression, that's pretty big in my world.
That felt really good. I was really happy about that. And that review is on my website, in fact, which is kateburkhart.com.
And how do we spell that? Let's get the listeners into this right now. They can
look
it up online.
Sure. Thank you. It's so my first name is Kate, K-A-T-E, and the last name is B-U-R-K-A-R-T. Burkhart has no H, but my website's kateburkhart.com, and anyone who wants to search for the album on iTunes or CD Baby or Amazon, that's the way to find me.
All the proper online digital venues.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little break? Why don't we play one of your songs, and we'll come back if you have time to stay with me for
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
What song would you like to hear? Let's play Test the DJ's Dexterity here.
Oh, what fun. Let's see. Well, if you'd like one with the pedal steel, feel. I wrote a little kind of breakup tune that has a kind of bluegrass feel, and it's got a nice pedal steel solo. So how about if we try the most?
The most, hey, number three. That doesn't take that far to jump from number one to number three. Okay, so I've got Kate Burkhart with me, and we're going to hear her song, The Most.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled.
Why do you always love me the most? When you're about to lose me, you're either afraid or wanna get laid, but I don't think you mean to abuse me. But why want me the most? Am I prettier after I've cried? My hands on the door, I just wish I was sure what waits on the other side. Rocking in the night with your arms time. I can't tell love from defeat. If I'm getting burned, well, I guess I should learn to admit that I like the heat. But why? I'm finally ready to fly. You think you're safe on the ground, avoiding the sound of my voice saying goodbye.
My guest, Kate Burkhart, on The Most. And Kate, I really love your vocals on that one.
Thanks.
And the steel guitar you mentioned, of course, that's pretty spectacular on that one as well.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, who's your guitarist? I think we started talking about him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So the lead guitarist is James DiPrato. He's the one I was mentioning that plays with Chuck Prophet and locally Elliot Randall Band as well, and a few others. But he's just been such a pleasure to work with, and he'll be there tonight.
Wow, so, see?
Yeah, that'll be very cool.
And here I am sitting 90 miles away from all the action. Man! But, you know, we're talking a little bit off air about fall. You're asking about the weather here, and I was telling you that this is the only place in Flatland, California that I know of that has fall colors, really. And you're telling me you're from New England. Whereabouts originally?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. How long have you been in California?
I've been here about 14 years, I think.
Oh, okay. So you're a Californian. Your blood.
I'm almost used to it.
Yeah. Your blood is thinned out now and everything.
Yeah, I'm a total wimp when I go back east. It's cold.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Did you have any music career going on back east, or did that all start in California?
You know, I've been performing as a singer most of my life since I was quite young in different capacities, and I did a little bit back east. I got more into it out here, though, and mostly as a singer initially. I know you were starting to ask me that when we were off air.
Yeah.
About playing bass, and I came to that actually a little bit on the late side, but it was really because I was in a band that where I was singing, and we kept, well, anyone who's out there who's listening who has a band knows this drill. We kept, you know, every now and then you lose a drummer, you lose a bassist, and those are can be difficult roles to hang on to. And so one day one of my bandmates said to me, boy, it'd be so much easier if you played the bass. That would just be one less thing, you know. So wow. I showed up at the next rehearsal with a bass I had rented, and I was like, okay, and I didn't play guitar, you know, I didn't play anything. I was like, okay, what do I do?
Oh, wow.
You know, I just, you know, in my, I guess I just figured, okay, you know, there's only four strings. How hard can it be?
Does this thing come with an instruction manual?
No, they didn't give me one, you know.
What the heck? Was it hard to learn to play the bass?
You know, it came to me really quickly, and I'm not sure why. It just sort of, I just really took to it, and singing and playing at the same time was never a problem for me. People actually ask me about that quite often, and I usually answer by saying, don't ask me, because if I have to think about it too much, maybe I won't be able to do it anymore.
See, that's probably it. I don't do either. Yeah. I don't do either, but it seems like it'd be a challenge. But I guess if you just go with the flow, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Now, do you compose music on the bass?
I do.
Wow, that's different.
All of the songs on this album were written with my centerpiece bass as my only instrument. Because as I said, I don't play keyboards, I don't play guitar. I have one now, I'm strumming some chords, and have actually written a new song that I haven't put out there yet with my guitar. But my bass has been my composition instrument as well.
That's amazing. Do you write the melody on the bass, or?
Yes.
Wow.
I do. Oftentimes I start with lyric, just sort of have something that needs to get said. And so oftentimes those are written, and then I start humming in my head, and I go to my bass, and I think about, you know, what key is this going to be in, and where is this going to go? And, yeah.
Interesting. It's really interesting. Inside the mind of a songwriter. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a quick detour? One of your I guess you call them billmates tonight, Lindy LaFontaine in Cairo. Why don't we play one of her tracks, and then we'll wrap up our little visit here.
That sounds great.
We're going to hear Lindy LaFontaine and Free to Breathe.
This is Recharged Radio.
Is there a reason why I should stay with you?
New music from Lindy LaFontaine, who's playing at the Hotel Utah tonight. We heard Free to Breathe, and like our guest Kate Burkhart, she's got a wonderful voice. Kate, how you holding up here?
Wonderful. This is great.
This is a lot of fun. I'm really glad we had the chance to hang out on the radio.
Yeah, me too. It's a good place to hang out.
Yes. So we've only got a few minutes left, so why don't we wrap up? Tell our listeners again the time and the specifics about your show tonight.
Oh, okay. Tonight, about 9 p.m., we'll be at the Hotel Utah in San Francisco. That's at 4th and Bryant. It's Melissa Phillips, me, Kate Burkhart, and then Cairo, which is fronted by Lindy LaFontaine. So three female-fronted bands. Should be a great night. My next gig is at Perry's in Fairfax, which is in Marin, on Sunday, October 10th. And, I'm hoping folks will go check out my album, Faith to Fall, on iTunes or CD Baby or Amazon.
Excellent. And give us your website again.
Oh, it's kateburkhart.com. So it's KateBurkhart.
Great.
I so appreciate you having me on, Mike. This has been great.
My pleasure. This has been a blast. So, Kate Burkhart, thank you so much for hanging out. What track of yours shall we play as we go out to the break?
How about Witness? That's a good one. We'll be playing that tonight.
Awesome. Okay, Kate Burkhart, Faith to Fall and Witness here on the radio.
Recharged Radio.
If a tree falls in the forest, no one is around. They say crashes down, it doesn't make a sound. Do you believe it? Can you conceive it? Well, if you don't want to listen, then you'll never really hear. 'Cause you can't be a witness if you wait too long. For the truth to appear, if she's alone while tears rain down so hard it seems she's dying, and no one's there to comfort her, does that mean she's not crying? Do you absorb it, choose to ignore it? Well, if you can't see the pain in the one person that you love, then you won't be a witness when the storm clouds fall. In the dark sky above, what your heart denies is love that can endure. If you believe it, if you can see it, oh, open your heart, feel what you might miss. Let your light shine and find that you can be love's witness. If you feel you'll reveal it. Oh, believe it, then you'll conceive it. But if you don't wanna listen, then you'll never really hear. 'Cause you can't be a witness if you wait too long. For the truth to appear,